everybody, and welcome to the third episode of Fade In. So today, Savannah and I will talk about genre. Film and TV genre. Because we thought it was a funny idea. We did, right, Savannah?
We did, yeah. Also, I need you to tell me throughout this podcast if my voice was doing the echoing thing, because it's tripping me out, and it'll do it every, like, couple seconds, and I just need you to tell me, because it's gonna be spooky for those listening if they're hearing double right now.
Yeah, it's already really spooky right now with one voice, so, yeah.
Oh.
I guess maybe we want to start with our favorite genre.
Favorite genres... Definitely comedy is the top, and if we're getting into, like, subgenres of that, dark comedy is one of my favorite, and I'm not saying that as one of those people that makes horribly offensive racist jokes, and they're like, oh, it's just dark humor, man. Like, shut the fuck up. No, it's not. Like, you're just a trashy person. So, like, I'm not talking in that kind of vibe, but, yeah, like, dark humor, satire, I love it, parody, that's great, like, sketch comedy... beautiful, like anything that kind of falls into like that slapstick kind of, you know, trashy comedy where there's like some smart jokes in there, but really you're just laughing at how ridiculous it is. So like Family Guy, like all of those kind of shows. South Park is like a really good example, because like that show is just incredibly offensive, but like they do it in a way that like everybody, so no one's left out, and like, but their jokes are, like, really smart, and, like, it's just, I vibe with South Park, even though the animation kind of, I don't really like the animation, but whatever. Fantasy, but, like, I'm very selective with it. Like, same with sci-fi, like, you know, like, I'm not a fan of, like, Lord of the Rings or any of that kind of stuff. Kind of like a dark fantasy, kind of demonic villains, like all that kind of shit, and like, you know, just kind of really depressing fantasy is the go-to with that one. Yeah, those are my favorites. I'll get into my non-favorites or ones that I'm not a big fan of after you tell me your favorites.
First of all, I'm really happy that you said, you know, that you don't like Lord of the Rings. And because I always think I will get so much hate for this, but I have the same problem. Like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, all these like really normal fantasy like movies. I know it's just not my thing. And I'm the same. Like I only like really dark fantasy with demons and just. Dark fantasy.
Pan's Labyrinth, like that's a good one. Like, you know.
Oh no, you can't. No, don't tell me that you. No, please don't.
You don't like Pan's Labyrinth?
I still need. Okay. Maybe I should just say I don't like fantasy. Maybe then. it was okay. It was funny. I still need therapy. So
it was funny. Just really funny when that
ago,
kid died.
I don't even remember it, but some time ago, still here in Sweden, we had to write a mini bachelor thesis to prepare us for the big one. And one of my classmates wrote about the colors of like that movie. It sounded like such a cool and beautiful movie. And therefore, my roommate and I wanted to watch it. And I also have to say, that's what I sometimes think is the problem with, like, trailers. Or, you know, when somebody tells,
I get what you mean.
yeah. So I thought that in this movie, we would be in this fantasy world the whole time. And that her human world would only be a little bit. So I have to say that, you know, before I criticize the movie. And then, you know, my roommate and I went to watch it. And we still both need therapy. It's just because it was the opposite of what we expected. And
yeah,
we didn't
think
it was
dark.
Yeah. So it's just not my type because, you know, my favorite genre is like extremely violent and bloody action. But still, there was some kind that's this tone. I can't really point it out, but it's not even dark fantasy for me. It's this kind of really cold, realistical brutality in that movie. And this really, really cold tone I could never connect with. It's, yeah, like, no, I really didn't like that movie.
It still same owns me. Stepdad. Fuck, I hated that bastard. Creepy ass, fucking dad. But, yeah, I vibed with Pan's Labyrinth just because, like, you know, we talked about so much in high school and then, you know, at VFS we talked about so, and I just, I don't know, I always kind of enjoyed it. I liked the, like, same with, like, Harry Potter. Like, I never really got into it, but, like, those Fantastical Beast movies were, I enjoyed those. I really just enjoyed Johnny Depp movies. is Pirates considered fantasy?
No, I think...
Like, what genre is that?
No.
Like, what genre would you put Pirates of the Caribbean into?
Action. Action adventure.
I guess so, but it's, like, set in the past, so, like, does that bring any aspect into it? Because, like, it doesn't... It has, like, mermaids in it and, like, you know, curses and all this other stuff, so is that fantasy? Like, I feel like it has fantasy element.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, I vibe... Like, Pirates of the Caribbean, I fucking love those movies. You ever find, like, when you go to talk about examples and you just forget everything you've ever watched in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always try to think about my Netflix list, but no.
Good. Okay, another genre. I guess it's a genre, but at the same time, it isn't. It's becoming less of a genre, I guess, is animation. Because it's kind of becoming, like, it's... own thing, like, you know, like there's TV, there's features, there's video games, and I feel like animation is also kind of falls more into that because, like, in within animation there's all the different genres, so, like, I feel like it's more of like a category for genres to fall into, but, like, you know, if we're talking about it in a genre sense, like, animation is one of those ones that, like, I'm a huge fan of, and, like, you know, most genres of animation I'm just a fan of just because, like, you know, it's just, it's such fun escapism, and, you know, you can just get into so much more with animation, in my opinion, that you can't do with live action, and I really enjoy that about it.
I like, it depends, somehow I, you know, my future is, like, mystery suspense, and I never knew I would like it, but it's actually really funny. One of my favorite mystery suspense, okay, it's a thriller, is Shutter Island. And first of all, it was a horror movie. Have you seen it?
I don't think so, but I've heard of it.
I just love it how the protagonists try to find out what really happened, you know, and try to find the clues and everything, and then there's this big twist in the end. That's really funny to write, actually. I'm still really thankful for my workshop group at VFS because to, like, build up a whole mystery on your own, that's really complicated. That's really funny. Yeah, the same with Knives Out. That was a really, really good movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I saw it in theaters. Yeah. It was good.
Mm-hmm. That was the ending. I loved it. And how I just love it, how she stands on the balcony in the end. Oh, it's so cool.
Freaking Captain America killing people.
Oh, yeah. That was a spoiler. But I hope everybody saw the movie.
Hey, the movie's been out for like 2 years now.
How do I start this to not look like a psychopath? So I grew up with blockbusters. I love them. We watch them every night. And somehow I was always fascinated by, like I said, extremely violent movies. And, you know, there are people who watch scary movies and think it's funny. And I call those people psychopaths. But you could call me the same thing because I think, you know, scenes where people appear really funny and entertaining. I guess I got it from my dad. We always watch these kind of movies together, and sometimes my mom wants to look away. I love Jurassic Park, The Equalizer, The Belko Experiment, and I love Rambo and The Expendables. My favorite TV show is Spartacus. And it was really funny because I started to watch it when I was 15 years old. And it's extremely violent. And my mom told one of her friends, you know, like she asked my mom, I don't know, if she's so interested in TV, like, what is she watching? Or, you know, I don't know why they talked about it. But somehow, my mom told her that I watch Spartacus. And her friend went like, do you let watch her that show? Are you crazy? She's only 15. That was really funny. That's a great, great show. But then, yeah, like action-adventure, like Fast and Furious, Transporter, Jumanji. I really like action comedy too. It's really entertaining. Yeah. Like everything that is really entertaining and takes you away from your normal life. Because that's what movies for me are about. You know, like that's why I don't like dramas, for example, because, you know, often it's about like family dramas, and I know that shit. Like, I don't have to watch it on TV. I rather watch like a really, really cool action movie, which I will never experience myself. But genres we don't like. So I said drama. I said why. I hate experimental films.
Get out of here with that artsy shit.
I don't know. You don't like it, or?
What do you mean by experimental?
Have you seen The Man with the Movie Camera? There are these kind of movies that has like some deeper meaning in some kind, but I can't see it.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Do you have another genre you kind of like or don't like?
It's not that I don't like them. I just, and I know you're gonna hate me when I say this, but I get really bored in action movies unless there's a comedic element to it or a character that's really fucking attractive. But other than that, I'm like, bro, like, it's just, I don't know. It annoys me. Yeah, dramas. I don't know. It depends on the drama. I'm a sucker for rom-coms. I'm gonna say it. Like, I get it from my dad because for some reason my dad fucking loves rom-coms. One of his favorite movies is The Notebook. Like, he just. He loves those movies, and so, like, you know, I learned to enjoy them. They're just comfort movies, like 13 going on 30. Fantastic.
Are you telling me right now that you like rom-coms?
I love rom-coms, bro.
It's a we have pleasure. Okay. That's the ending. That's okay.
No, they're cute. They're just nice to watch when you're having like a bad day and you just, you know, you kind of feel like just putting on something heartfelt. It's just, they're cute. They're cute. God, I freaking, now I need to remember this movie. It's like this one where she like, she's working for a magazine. How to Lose a Guy in like 7 days. I'm pretty sure it's called. And like
in 10 days, I think, or 7.
Oh yeah, in 10 days, How to Lose a Guy in 10 days. And, like, it's such a good movie. It's so cute. Like, it makes me dream of a life that I know that I'll never have. Like, with that cute shit, I love it.
I never thought that you were that romantic type.
I am a sucker for romance. I guess another one that I'm not a fan of, it depends on the movie, is horror. When it's just, like, slasher gory shit, like, I'm not having a good time. Like, it just makes me sick. Like, when you're watching those movies and, like I didn't, for some reason, I didn't mind the Saw movies just because, like, they were funny. But, like, you know, those movies where, especially when it's, like, children, or they're getting like all fucking cut up and shit, and you're like, bro, like I don't like this. Like, this is just really upsetting to me. Like, I went to go see what's the one with Michael Myers or something, and it was like the remake or whatever, or it was one set in the future or whatever. I don't know. It came out like 2 years ago, and I went to go see it in theaters, and I fucking hated it because it was so gross. Like, he like impales some kid on a fucking fence, and I was just like, I am not having a good time right now. Because you just imagine it happening to you, and you're like, I don't want to be here. Like, that's fucking gross.
Well, my problem with horror, because that's always so funny, because especially my dad, he is always like, when there's some horror scene, like, on the TV, I leave the room, because I die. Like, my heartbeat increases that much that I will get a heart attack, kind of. So, and then he always, like, yells at me and says, but that's the thing, you're writing the whole time. And I'm like, no, it's just action, like, even if it's bloody and everything, it's still action. Because for me, scary movies are ghosts and dead people come into life and that kind of thing. I can't. Happy Death Day, the first part, came out. Because it was ghosts in it or dead people, you know, I saw the trailer. And so I said, because I really wished I could see scary movies, because I think it's really, really cool. So I told my friends, okay, I'm going to try it. And then we went to the cinema. And then after 20 minutes, I had to leave.
Oh, no.
I left the cinema because I just felt like I was feeling so bad. And my heart, I was not looking. I couldn't hear and, like, you know, and my heartbeat was... Like, I felt so sick, and I was so close to a panic attack. And I thought, okay, it would be really embarrassing to leave now, but it would be even worse to stay and sit here 1.5 hours more. So I left. I just told my friend, like, I have to go. And then I just ran away.
I honestly felt like after that video game that you did, where, like, the praying mantis or whatever, like, eats through people.
Oh, that was funny.
I was like, I thought you fucking loved gore, so like to find out that you like leave theaters, like that's like the same as me saying I like rom-coms to you.
Yeah, but that's the difficult thing to explain to people, that I think it's really cool and funny how like a mantis eats up like a human from inside out, but I can't see. I think, you know, it's about, you know, these moments where you know something will happen. And, you know, it's a dark room or a sound, you know, and you know in a couple of seconds something will scare you. And that's what I can't live with.
Let's talk about, like, a weird genre that you are a fan of or that you like to write that isn't... Like, maybe, like, back in the day it was, like, a bigger genre maybe, but, like, is there any that you're, like... You know, I wish it would make a comeback.
Vampires. That's not no genre, but I mean, when I was a teenager, like all the Twilight and everything came out, and that was like our time. It was the best, and that all the vampire books. It wasn't Twilight, but another vampire book, Cirque du Freak, that inspired me to write my first books. Like, he is the reason, like, the author of Cirque du Freak is the reason why we are talking right now. And I just like vampires. It, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, about, like, teenagers, because that's something I realized with time. You know, when I was a teenager, my protagonists were, like, teenagers or, like, 17, you know. Now, all my protagonists are, like, about 25. And I can't see any teenage movies anymore. You know, when there's a TV show and all the actors are teenagers, it's not my thing anymore. And I think when I'm 35, my characters will be about the same age. So it doesn't have to be like Twilight all over again, even though I still love the movies and the books. Vampires and werewolves, and that would be cool.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Westerns. Mm-hmm. I enjoy writing them. Especially like Western comedies. I just think they're fucking hilarious because like.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. Like. Same with, I guess, also like film noir, I'm a fan of just because like I love. I'm gonna butcher it. Is it Femme Fatale? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said it right. Yeah. But yeah, like just those badass women, like, you know, manipulating men. I live for it. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen many Western movies. I had to watch one with my dad once. And the movie went like, it was like 3 hours, and it was a different experience. You know, this would be like, you know, where one scene takes like 15 minutes, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Well, I have seen one Western comedy, which I really love. Have you seen A Million Ways to Die in
the West? Yeah, that's a funny fucking movie. The only problem was I saw that in theaters with my dad, and there was a lot of sex scenes.
Oh no. Oh. That's... Is it? What? Is it? Are there sex scenes in the movie?
Oh yeah, because there's like the prostitute at the saloon or whatever, and she's like having anal and... I only remember it because I was sitting next to my dad and it was so awkward.
We watched this one really awkward film at school here at some point. And it was, let's put it this way, there was a really detailed sex scene in it. You know, when you sit with your whole class and you need to act like an adult, you know. That's like, there was, and then the teacher is in the same, no, it was awful. Like, I don't know how teachers can do that to people, like, why? I guess that's all for today's episode. If you have a favorite genre, or if you have any idea like what we should talk about next, or in any like other episode, just comment in on our Instagram. It's Fade In Podcast, and you can find us on Souls of Syra and Kreisbahner Creations on Instagram. I'm really tired. I don't know what to say more.
I think that's good enough. I think that's an outro.